Florida rapid recovery, emergency repairs made on entirety of A1A after tropical storm. By Hannah Blow on November 14, 2022. Coastal communities in the Sunshine State experienced yet another rapid recovery under Governor Ron DeSantis's R leadership, following a late-season tropical storm battering the state's east coast last week. Hurricane Nicole made landfall as a Category 1 storm, decreasing in intensity to a tropical storm as it made its way through the state. Sections of coastal roadways, namely, A1A, which runs along almost the entirety of the east coast, were battered as a result of the storm, as pictures showed swaths of roadway falling into the sea. One section in Volano Beach in St. Johns County, Florida, was particularly stunning, as the road appeared to be falling into the sea completely. However, on Friday, DeSantis announced that crews repaired that road in just 7.5 hours. That same day, DeSantis announced that within 24 hours of Hurricane Nicole making landfall, 95% of customers who lost power have been restored, thanking the 22,000 linemen who responded. Further, over the weekend, DeSantis announced that emergency repairs had been completed along the entirety of A1A. The rapid recovery comes to no surprise, given the impressive speed at which emergency crews and first responders addressed the severe damage on the state's west coast following Hurricane Ian. In just 3 days, crews constructed a temporary bridge providing access to Pine Island, and the Sanibel Causeway, which was damaged in multiple areas, was restored in mere weeks. The recovery comes on the heels of DeSantis's decisive victory against Democrat Representative Charlie Crist, D, defeating the Democrat by over 19%, with major gains in areas such as historically blue Miami-Dade.